9/11, the state's largest town is no longer a town. It's now a city.
Nearly 70,000 people live in Framingham, and after more than 300 years as a town, voters have decided to rewrite history.
They care about the traffic. They talk about the traffic a lot, and that's kind of the experience that most people have in the Golden Triangle. That's something that we want to address with all of this as well. And then I personally, as a planner, think that part of the solution to the traffic is to change the modes.
Hi, I'm Jim Huddadeen. I'm a reporter at the Metro West Daily News.
And I'm Megan Kelly. I'm the digital editor at the Metro West Daily News. And this is Making the City, the podcast refocus on Framingham's transition from town to city. So in this week's episode, we are focusing on District 4, which if you are from the area, you are know it as the Golden Triangle. So Jim, why don't you tell us a little more about this so-called Golden Triangle?
Sure. So District 4 consists of Precincts 6 and 9. So this is the area that extends over to the Natick border and kind of between there and the Mass Pike. It's was kind of put on the map when Shoppers World arrived several decades ago, and it's blossomed into a real important commercial center for the town. So you also have there now the Natick Mall, the Sherwood Plaza in Natick, and the TJX headquarters, which is up around the entrance to the Pike. So it is, as I said, a very important area for the town, but there are some real land use challenges there because the properties have developed in kind of a patchwork over the years. So now you have Framingham and Natick working together on a study to try to develop more of a cohesive vision for this area. They launched the study earlier this year, and they've been asking residents to describe the challenges and opportunities in the Golden Triangle. And online, there's been a really healthy response. A lot of people are focused on the transportation challenges here, the traffic, but also how tough it is to get around by foot or on a bicycle. So to learn a little bit more about this area, we had help this week from Framingham State University student Cesario Contreras, who worked in our office this summer. We asked Cesario to learn more about the challenges in this part of town, and he recently sat down to discuss the ongoing study and the town's long-term plans with Erica Oliver Jerram. She is Framingham's Deputy Director of Economic Development, and he was joined by our ace photographer, Ken McGaugh, who you can hear snapping photos in the background in this clip that's coming up. So they started off their discussion with Erica talking about the prospect of making a new walking and cycling path around the Golden Triangle.
Cool. Well, let's check it out.
We've hired the transportation planners, the infrastructure planners, to help us look at ways to improve access across the board. Better vehicular access where possible, but you know, are there areas where we can limit vehicular access and allow pedestrians to have more priority and make it more obvious that you can walk from Shoppers World over to the AMC Theater? It's really not that far, but you wouldn't think to do it because there are no sidewalks. You know, you don't see a sidewalk, so you're not going to walk there. So those are the kinds of things we'd like to be thinking about. How can we make better connections between these sort of little island properties? You know, these properties are really islands. Each development has kind of occurred in its own space and not really considered connections other than roadway connections. And we'd like to sort of change that as the area changes and grow, you know, as there are opportunities for new development and infrastructure improvements. How can we add that into this area and make it more pedestrian friendly, more bike friendly, and more transit friendly, really? And we have Logan Express. That's the ultimate, you know, the ultimate transit opportunity. And how do we get people there, and how do we get people from there to where they need to go? It's really, how do we celebrate those things?
So you mentioned how you collected data from, you talked to property owners in the Golden Triangle. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about like some specific things they brought up?
It's funny. I don't think they think of the same things we do. Mm-hmm. You know, the property owners are concerned with making sure their businesses and their properties are profitable. That's kind of the bottom line. They want to make sure that customers can get in and can get out. They care about the traffic. They talk about the traffic a lot, and that's kind of that's the experience that most people have in the Golden Triangle. So that's something that we want to address with all of this as well. And I personally, as a planner, think that part of the solution to the traffic, as I mentioned before, is to change the modes. introduce more opportunities for alternative modes of transportation around the district to relieve some of that congestion that we see. As I mentioned, TJX is interested in ways to get their employees in and out. Mm-hmm. Meditech and some of the other companies are really interested in seeing a relief there. But I think they all would like to see more amenities, and the TJX folks that we've talked to, they love the Constituent Rail Trail. They actually have offices farther up at 500 OCP, I believe, Old Connecticut Path, and they have employees who walk from the main TJX building up to their offices up at you can walk along the Constituent Rail Trail. It's a really beautiful, just a beautiful space, and those are the kinds of things that we would like to take advantage of and allow folks more opportunities to use if they're there. Maybe a bike share. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. So, did you get any feedback from residents about the Golden Triangle? Was there anything specifically they brought up?
That's an excellent segue. One of the things we've done is understanding that this is a bigger issue than just Framingham and just Natick. It's a regional area. How do we get voices into the discussion that we don't traditionally get? We have some traditional methods of outreach to our constituents and to our neighbors. But how do we get to people who just drive through or just come here to shop or live in new apartments and don't know, aren't engaged in the community right now? So what we've done is we set up a website that is a joint website between Framingham and Natick. It's hosted by a company called Co-Urbanize. So we're encouraging people who use this area or have opinions or ideas to go to Co-Urbanize. I'll give you the website link. Mm-hmm. It's co-urbanize.com/golden-triangle. Mm. Okay. So if you go to that website, there are some sort of leading questions for you to answer about how you use the space and how you feel in the space and areas for improvement, areas that you like and would like to maintain. And then there's some maps, and there's an opportunity for us to upload information as we get it from the consultants. There's already a series of maps there, base maps and existing conditions, issues, a description of the project, and we'll be adding information updates to the updates page as we go. So it's kind of like a blog, but there is it's a great opportunity for us to reach out and get information from residents who wouldn't normally be engaged unless we went into their apartments and said, went in and had meetings in the neighborhoods and had a specific survey or something like this. It's an easy way for us to get to them. We'll be putting signs around the town that say, log in here. Mm-hmm. So in places where people work, like in the companies, in their lobbies, you get out of your car, you walk into work, and there's a sign that says, check out this website and tell us what you think.
And so how long has this been active for?
The website's been active for a little less than a month.
Okay.
So only a few weeks. We had a big launch, official launch last week.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was last week. And so it's just starting out, and we are encouraging folks to check it out and come back, bookmark it and come back. And if we have updates, they'll be up there as soon as we have them.
So anything interesting coming out of those comments?
There's some stuff that's not shocking. A lot of people mm-hmm. go to their shop. They mention that the reason I'm here today is because I shop. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks mention that they hate the traffic. Mm-hmm. Obviously not
that
a shock.
That seems like the biggest thing.
What's been exciting is to see folks engaging with the question around, what would you like to see here, or what's missing here? How would you change this place for the better? And so people are coming up with great ideas, and it's been interesting to see. A lot of people talk about how I'd love to be able to cross Route 9, to walk across Route 9. I'd love to be able to walk from here to there. Sort of mentioning the connections they'd like to have made. And some are pie in the sky, like that'll mm-hmm. never happen. But some of it is more realistic things that we can, we can kind of take a poll and see if there's some support for it and look at whether it's feasible through the study that we do.
Okay. So kind of like going into the study, I'm sure you had some preconceived ideas of what you were going to find. Was there anything surprising from the data that you didn't expect to find? But from all that stuff that you collected, it seems like there's a trend from what people are having a problem with in the area?
Nothing surprising. I worked in the private sector, so I knew what to expect of that process of looking at the existing conditions. Mm-hmm. I've done that. I've been on the other side. I've been the consultant before. And what I love about that process is consultants can kind of bring a fresh eye to an area. We know the Golden Triangle. We live here. We work here. But they look at it differently than we do. One of the things that was interesting when they came to us was they produced a figure ground map, which is really just a map showing the buildings in one color and everything else in another color. So you could see, you know, different building shapes and sizes, and it really just shows how far apart the buildings are. And how big some of them are. You know, the Shoppers World is a big area, and the mall really takes up a lot of volume in this area, but then there's just like blank around it. You know, all of the on-ramps and the streets and the parking lots, that's, you know, when you just turn all that into the same color and it's just buildings and ground, you realize how far apart the buildings really aren't connected to each other. And you know, we know this intuitively, mm-hmm. but to see it is really stark. So those are the kinds of, and then just really getting an opportunity to look at the wetland, knowing it was there was one thing, but we actually went up in our tour to the top of the garage that's under construction for the new Wegmans at the Natick Mall, and you can really get a good view of it from there, and you see the Nouvelle apartments, and you look across at this beautiful open space, and just think about, as a planner, what the potential for recreation could be if it were improved and access were provided for pedestrians. And you know, that's all things that I think were not necessarily shocking, but definitely interesting to me.
So when is the study going to end?
December. Hopefully by the end of December, maybe early January, we'll have some final
So what's the plan after that, after you get all that data?
Well, you know, once you have a bunch of recommendations, that just starts a whole new process. You know, planning is iterative, planning is long term. It's never completely done because conditions are always changing. But what I'm hoping is that it will help us have discussions around infrastructure improvements. You know, we're working directly with DPW. They're part of this effort. So they're informing, but also learning and understanding. And so as Framingham makes its capital budgets moving forward for infrastructure, as we discuss with the state what the transportation infrastructure, transportation implementation should be over the next 20 or 30 years, you know, some of these bigger projects are really long term, and we should start planning now for what this will look like if there's a bigger infrastructure or state level kind of input. So having a discussion at the state level, and then being able to say to a company that's interested in growing in Framingham, or an existing company that's interested in expanding their space, you know, here's our vision. This is what we see the future of this place looking. How do you fit into this? You know, how this is what we'd like to see. And we have an emphasis on biking and walking and transit. How are your growth goals meeting those goals? So there's more discussions to have, but I think it'll be a really good basis for conversation moving forward.
So correct me if I'm wrong. From what you're saying, it seems like a big emphasis is just giving more access to different parts of the Golden Triangle area that have been mostly exclusively open to cars.
Yeah, I think that's how I see it.
Okay.
I think for different, you know, for the business owners, they just want customers, like I said, but as a planner, I think that's the key, is better connectivity and better access for multiple users.
And from what the data you collected and from the feedback you've gotten, that seems like a major topic, a major issue.
Traffic is sort of the number one thing that people experience there. And so that's what they would like to see solutions around.
Okay. I'm kind of going back to the property owners. Like, retail stores are kind of facing a serious, like, challenges. Are there any, like, vacant plazas? Are there anything property owners have asked you to help for to kind of address that?
There are different kinds of issues. You know, I think the Shoppers World property is a little bit underutilized, but they're not like suffering or struggling. You know, I think that parcel could be better organized and could hold more growth in the properties that they own. They did have a proposal about a year ago. I think it's off the table now to add housing in that area, and we were working with them to make that happen, but that deal fell apart for different reasons.
Oh, really? I thought it was still
active. I think they're not moving forward at this time. I don't think it's dead, but at the moment it's not moving forward. But
why did it die? Sorry.
On tape, I was told that they could not, that their anchor tenant was not secure. They weren't able to secure the commercial tenants that they wanted.
Okay.
So that's, you know, something completely out of the town's control. We were doing what we could to help that move forward because we thought it was a good addition. There are some vacant parcels along Route 30, like I said, next to the wetland. I think they have some challenges that that we're trying to, you know, sort through and figure out how to make that right at the corner of Spain Street and Route 30. There's some some of them are not vacant. Some of them are viable and thriving, but I think they're lower density than I think that area could hold. And I know TJX is interested in growing. They've talked to us informally about plans, but I think they're, like I said, looking at that figure ground, there's room for growth. How do we make it happen in a way that, you know, is going to not shock the town and will be, you know, organic and well thought out. Hope that answers your question.
Okay.
That's right. You'd asked about retail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is this being paid for?
This is being funded by mitigation money primarily, that was part of the deal. So FedEx is building a new facility in Natick, and as part of their planning board permits in Natick, they offered mitigation money to both towns to offset infrastructure, and it was for transportation planning basically. So this is the result of that deal with Natick. Some of that money was dedicated to Framingham as well. So we're using all of that pot of money from both towns to pay for this. The study cost a little more than that mitigation money that was available, so mm-hmm. each town is kicking in an additional amount of money to cover the balance out of just general funds, operating funds.
Okay. So out of all the proposed ideas, all of the things you recommend, how likely... do you, like, what's the most likely of those outcomes? Like, what's most likely to happen? Like you said, you wanted to pursue a bike trail in the area, making more access to shoppers would need it.
You mean financially, which one's gonna happen first? Well, the cheapest thing infrastructure wise is, you know, restriping and adding bike lanes. Mm-hmm. The next most expensive is to kind of rebuild roads to add sidewalks and dedicated bike lanes if that's the goal. I think, you know, there may be some things like, you know, adding transit stops in certain places if there's value in that, if those are some of the recommendations. One of the things that doesn't cost any money, but it's time and effort on our part, is rezoning. That's, you know, a way that the towns have a lot of control over land by telling folks what they can and can't do. And that will be the plan that we come up with, and the vision in that plan will guide rezoning efforts in both towns. So there will be some recommendations for how should the legal structures around land use look, and how do we change our zoning code to meet what we think the future should look like, and to kind of make it so that we get what we want in those areas. You know, limiting what we don't want and encouraging what we do want. So that's going to be, those are going to be some of the efforts. Trying to think. A lot of it's up to the private sector. You know, once we have the plan, like I said, we have conversations and talk about what we'd like to see and talk with developers and talk with property owners about how, what their role is and how they can move towards what's right for this area.
Hey, thanks for listening. So coming up this week, we will have more on District 4, and also we'll have a mayor's candidate profile on Thursday's paper. So we sat down with Mark Tilden, so that will run on Thursday. In Wednesday's paper, we'll have the roundup of District 4, so you can kind of know more about the area. On Friday, we will have the questionnaires from the three people running for city council for District 4, which is Mike Cannon, Jim Pillsbury, and Amanda Shepherd, as well as there's one person running for the school committee in that district. Friday, we will also have our Making a City podcast episode, which will be the roundtable discussion with the previously mentioned city council members. And thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or you have any questions, please send us an email at metrowest@wickedlocal.com. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. It helps more people find the podcast. Thanks, and have a great day.